Hi again. So I've taken a seat on the couch and I thought I'd just go through what yesterday was like. For those of you who haven't heard my previous boo, we are in the Sunshine Coast, which is about an hour and a half, about an hour and a half north of Brisbane. And I'm training with a new guide dog. My previous golden retriever, Remy, has turned 8 and she is probably about ready to retire. So we decided to put my name down on the list for a new guide dog, and I was matched with Faith about a month ago. She's a Labrador, she's a pure lab. She's small in height, but she's quite stocky, but she's very playful and lively and just a wonderful temperament. She really is. So pretty much what happened yesterday was we got up, and Adam, of course, from New Zealand, from Auckland, is staying with us, which is really nice. He's one of my friends from high school and I really enjoyed having him over. And so he drove us up, that's Remy and I, to the Sunshine Coast to a resort, which is where I'm doing my training, which I couldn't be happier with, really. I mean, it's so hard being just directly across the water from the beach, it really is. I mean, I'd much rather live in the city. It's just, you know, so much nicer with all the traffic and cars and things. Anyway, so we came to the resort and we discovered that the apartment that I was going to be in, which is a 3-bedroom apartment, was not ready at that stage, and so we had to go away and amuse ourselves for half an hour. So Adam and I went to the cafe on the corner, which isn't very far away at all, got a bite to eat, and then came back. Then Phil, who's our guide dog instructor, kind of left us to orient, I don't know what the word is, around the room. Or the apartment, the massive apartment, which took about 20 minutes, so it's quite big. Did that, looked at where all the light switches were, the air cons, the fans, things like that, because it's a fully air-conditioned apartment, which is really nice. And then, before that too, before we go on, I'll just have a quick word about the handover. It wasn't too bad. I was pretty sad and pretty cut up, and we did that before we went to eat, so Remy didn't come with Adam and I to the cafe. She went with Phil instead to a nice family where she's now living, if not on a permanent basis, definitely temporary. But they're thinking about keeping her, so that's cool. It's nice that she's got a nice place to live, and she's always loved the beach. So we went, after the room orientation, Adam left and did his own thing, and we went from there to the grocery store to pick up some groceries at the supermarket. Just got a few basic things. I've decided that I wasn't going to cook because it's like an $800 fine if you get the fire service out, so I decided that I'd better be safe than sorry, and I've picked up some TV dinners, which aren't my idea of luxury food, but you know, such is life. And just some lunch and breakfast things. So after that we came back. He gave me all of Faith's equipment, so a lead, a couple of bowls, which I'm borrowing on class, a grooming kit, which consists of a comb and a double-sided brush, so a soft side and a harsh side, or not a harsh side, but a hard side, and a whistle, some medication for fleas and heartworm and things, and a bed for her. And then he went and brought her in, and she came up to me. He kind of left us alone, and she came up to me after about maybe 2 minutes. I was just sitting on the couch near the TV, and we had a bit of a cuddle and a pat, and then she brought over a couple of her toys. So she's got like a soft toy, I don't know what it is, it looks kind of like a, I don't know, something with a big nose anyway, like a mouse, I think it might be, a soft toy mouse, and also a rope. One of those big ropes with the two knots on the end that she likes to play tug of war with. Brought those over. We had a million games of fetch and also a game of tug of war. Gosh, she's so strong. I mean, I thought Remy was strong, but this little girl, she's got a little bit more weight behind her. She's a bit stockier than Remy. So she's got the pulling power of Damien's dogs up. So after that, we just kind of, you know, the instructor came back after a little while and just checked to see if everything was okay and that she was settling in. And she was. There was no whining at the door or anything. You know, she just follows me around everywhere and things. And then we had the rest of the day to ourselves. So I, you know, ate some food and played with her a lot and took her outside for a groom in the sun and, you know, just had a really great day. And today, she slept okay throughout the night, not too bad. She woke me up at about 4:45 for a drink, so I came out and helped her get a drink, made sure her bowl was nice with fresh water, went back to sleep, and she woke me up at 6:30 to go to the loo, which was fine. Just tucked some clothes on, took her out. And she's toileting really well, actually. Not that you need to know that, but she's not stressing like a lot of the guide dogs do, and sometimes a new dog, a new place, things like that, they don't tend to go to the loo. They won't go, but she's been fine. And this morning we just had some breakfast, and we went, well, I went with the instructor at about 9 this morning for like what they call a handle walk, which is just where we walk, the instructor walks beside me with holding the harness handle. And I, you know, just practice some of my basic, really basic handling techniques. So turns, left turn, right turn, back turn, forward, sit, you know, things like that. And then, surprisingly enough, I only needed about 10 minutes with the handle. He said that was fine, you know, I had no problems. And he said, well, there's no point in carrying on with this if you're fine with it, so we'll go back and get the dog, which we weren't going to do until this afternoon. We weren't going to go for our first walk until this afternoon, but because he seemed quite happy with my technique and everything, we went and got her, fitted her harness to size, clipped on her lead and took her outside for a walk, which was really awesome. It was just a walk around a sort of a meandering path along the beach, which was lovely. You could hear the water, not that it's waves or anything, but you know, you can hear the water kind of lapping as you're walking past, and people sort of saying hi and walking with their dogs. It's just really nice to walk along the beach there. Nothing out of the ordinary, a couple of dog distractions, but that's normal, and she handled it really well. And then we came back, and that's our day so far. We've got another walk scheduled for about 1 o'clock. We were going to a block walk, which is really nice. And then we're left to ourselves for the rest of the day, so I'm glad I bought a lot to do. So that's the story as it stands. I'll keep you posted as the week progresses. And I hope everybody's doing well out there. And my thoughts are with anybody who may be having a bit of a hard time at the moment. As you can hear, there's a family upstairs, and the noises did startle Faith a little bit throughout the night. But she slept relatively well, all things considered. All right, I'm going to go make me some lunch and get ready to go out again. See you later.